We're talking now with the chairman of the American Pecan Council, Mike Adams, out of the state of Texas. And I guess by way of a disclaimer, Mike, I guess I should say and let our listeners know that I am a member, sitting member of the American Pecan Council. I'm honored to have been chosen as the public member for APC. But as I was involved with the board meeting today on a virtual basis, great news coming from the USDA representative that the referendum regarding the future of the pecan federal marketing order, the growers approved it. Your reaction on that?
Gosh, I'm excited. Let me preface my comments for thanking you, Ron, for serving on the, and all of us are volunteers, but thanks for you for agreeing to serve on the American Pecan Council, because our stakeholders, you included, are very important, not only to the future of our industry, but willingness to volunteer. And so thanks to you.
Well,
back to your question. Yeah, well, you're not only, you are a contributing member, and we appreciate that. But to your question, Ron, yes, we're excited. We're as a council under the federal marketing order, we were pleased that our activities and marketing, promotion, data collection, all of that has been validated by the referendum, the vote among the growers. And so that's always gratifying, in some regards humbling, that we've got a growing community that believes in what we're doing and is going to give us 5 more years. So it was exciting to get that announcement from USDA.
Before that announcement from USDA, before that, a lot of business was going on, including trying to set the plan for the coming fiscal year that starts October 1 for the Pecan Council. What sticks out in your mind of the things that were accomplished today?
Well, the vote, the referendum vote, is a validation that APC has done some good things over the last, really, what amounts to 3.5 years. It took us about 1.5 years to get up to speed with staff and just understanding the provisions, the protocol, the audits, all of that that was required under the Agricultural Marketing Act, which is the law that oversees the federal marketing order. Today's meeting, just by way of information, Ron, was required by law that the APC has an annual meeting in August to consider a number of things, probably most importantly, the budget for the upcoming fiscal year, as you said, begins October 1. But what stands out to me is just taking, I guess, the ground roots work in marketing, data collection, in those areas that the federal marketing order allows for, and kind of as an encouragement, a springboard into the next 5 years. We've kind of in-house called it 2.0, because we literally started from square one in terms of engaging a international marketing firm and folks that were professionals at telling our story. We're good farmers. We know how to produce pecans, but there are professionals out there that we retained to tell the pecan story, which, by the way, great story to tell. But I guess what stands out to me in today's meeting was continuing the effort going into marketing 2.0 as we go forward. It will not be a repeat of what we've done. I think initially the challenge for our marketing professionals was just an awareness. There's a lot of folks in the U.S. that still have not tasted the pecan, and so we're getting to a broader consuming audience with our domestic marketing and promotion. And so being able to take that awareness that has been established over the first 3.5 years to the next step, that's what's exciting to me, because literally we've gone, one of the terms the marketers use is called share of voice. And that's just how much a particular commodity is noticed, whether it be in newspapers, online, social media, all of those things. And they compile those touches into what's called share of voice. And whereas we began, I think we were the number 5 nut in share of voice. And pecans, with the awareness campaigns, have moved to number 2 And in the holiday season, we've moved to number one. And so we've made some great strides, but we're not going to rest on our laurels. We're going to engage our marketers to take it to the next level. And so just seeing some of the specifics of the campaigns that our marketing groups have planned on the upcoming fiscal year, that was exciting, and I guess that's the takeaway.
I guess this last couple of years, we've seen, obviously, the pecan going from just being a pie ingredient to the super nut that was talked about by the marketing campaign.
No question about it. And, you know, all of the research, and I'm talking about nutritional research, consumer preference, all of that has been in our favor. And that's what's really, I guess, encouraging to me is how well accepted and how well or how healthy the pecan is. I mean, we're discovering things that we didn't know about the nut that we grow, and they're all exciting. Just within the last, I guess, week or so, a study out of Georgia that was published in the Journal of Nutrition said that in a blind study, in other words, a scientific study, that daily consumption of about 2.5 ounces of pecans will actually lower the LDL, the bad cholesterol. Now, that's exciting. That's huge. And so to do that with a food commodity that you already like because you like the taste, and then it's going to be good for you, I mean, that's huge.
One of the things I was very interested in as the meeting unfolded, the plans of the International Marketing Committee and the focus on a couple of countries, China, but also Germany.
No question. Going into the international markets, again, with a limited budget, and by limited budget, we are certainly beholden to our industry through their assessments. Being able to take that marketing into the international market, the China market, which was, I'd say, in terms of time, it's fairly recent, last 10 or 12 years, where the Chinese have developed a taste for pecan. They actually have a word in their their language now they didn't have 15 years ago for the pecan. And so not only they've developed a taste, they were they're a good customer. And whereas over the last few years, for various reasons that had nothing to do with the pecan industry, that Chinese consumption went down, and that's coming back, and we're seeing that. In fact, a large portion of our exports, probably the largest portion of the exports of pecans, went into China last year. And our firm, our contractor in China, is really beginning to ramp up that market, which by and large is an in-shell market. And so being able to take that to the consumers in China, and also B2B, their contractor over there is working directly with businesses, again, with the intent to increase the demand. But other countries that we've got a contractor, marketing contractor in Germany this year, one in the UK, we're already into our surrounding, our neighboring countries. We're looking also to export into India. We're not going in there right now, but the plans are some grants to get into India. And so all of those are exciting and part of the increase in demand domestically and internationally for that good note that our growers grow and our shellers process.
One last question, Mike. As you kind of circle back around and you talked about those early days of startup, really from scratch, from going from zero to 60, I guess you might say, with the American Pecan Council, you were one of the early leaders of the effort as the initial vote allowed the Pecan Council to get established under the federal marketing order. Would you believe that you could have made the kind of progress that's happened so quickly?
Well, to say that I would believe would say that my crystal ball is clear, and it wasn't clear. We were literally didn't have a telephone number, being the American Pecan Council, didn't have a telephone number, didn't have an office, didn't have an address, didn't have a bank account. And so square one, from a standing start, that was literal. Being able to hire staff with the job that they're currently doing, being able to process the assessments from our handlers, all of those logistics just take a while. You can imagine. I mean, you're starting a business from nothing. And so being able to get up and running and then really get into the real meat of why we exist, and that is marketing, promotion, data collection, research, all of those things, finally got in gear with the assessments that we are collecting from our industry. That was a real encouragement to, I guess, those of us involved in the leadership, and it was encouragement to staff. To say that I could anticipate all this would be a little ambitious. I was not, but I can say that I am pleased.
Again, Mike, congratulations, pecan growers, affirming the worthwhile of the American Pecan Council, the work that's been going on. Referendum passes, another 5 years to do some additional work. Congratulations.
Well, I accept that on behalf of the hardworking members of our council and on behalf of our alternates, on behalf of our staff, and literally on behalf of the thousands of growers and shellers out there that have supported this industry and continue to support this industry. Because really, the stated objective at the very beginning of this effort was to tell our story to those persons out there that were consuming pecans now or had never eaten a pecan. Being able to tell the pecan story has been a real gratifying encouragement. We just believe in what we're doing as an industry.
Thank you, Mike. Mike Adams out of Caldwell, Texas, the chairman of the American Pecan Council. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.